Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this week we're off to visit Wild Florida with my very special guests, PJ Brown and Sam Haught from Wild Florida. Guys, you're very welcome to the program.
Hey, we're excited to be here. It's a totally different world, but we love it.
Yeah, and I was looking back through my emails yesterday and I discovered that I actually visited your place in 2013. Would you believe it? And I went on the airboats and I had a fantastic time. I was over doing a trip with the Visit Kissimmee, I think, is the name of the... Yeah. Is that the way I'm pronouncing it right?
Experience Kissimmee.
Yeah.
So back in the day, it was probably Visit Kissimmee, but they've rebranded, so it's Experience Kissimmee now.
Yeah, yeah. And I had a fabulous time. We flew into Orlando, and we saw loads of different things there. But you've been doing some amazing things, Sam. I suppose if we could just go back quickly to how Wild Florida started, maybe you just give us a little bit of background as to, you know, the idea behind it, and you're a co-founder, of course, and how it all started.
Yeah. So about 12 years ago, we kicked off buying what was called a fish camp. And in Florida, for some of the old timers that have been out there, fish camps were basically, they would camp out in these little RV parks and go fishing on our swamps out there. And we bought the property and instantly began dreaming up plans to redevelop it and invent a new product, something that we could claim was the only in Orlando. And it began with airboat rides. Then we created a gator park, and now we have a drive-through safari. And so we've literally created Orlando's only ride, walk, or drive-through adventure.
Wow, amazing. And I mean, I suppose a lot of people would think of safaris in terms of, I suppose, you know, like Africa and Kenya and the Serengeti and stuff. But you guys, yeah, you've created this amazing experience just there, just literally only 40-something minutes from Orlando.
Yeah, so it's very unique to the area. There are a few in the state, but nothing that close to Orlando. But it is very unique. And it's similar to a safari that you would find in, say, a South Africa. But it's still what we've made of it. And so you can still have that same experience. You're in your own vehicle, driving through with your family, looking out your window, and there can be a zebra, a wildebeest, a water buffalo. But then you can also see native animals, too. We've got a huge gator pond, crocodile ponds that you drive by, and then giraffes that you can feed after you get done. So it is very, very unique to the area, for sure.
Yeah, and I remember doing a few safaris when I was over in Africa myself. And, I mean, they're quite addictive in terms of there's nothing like that experience when you're sort of out with these huge, massive animals. And, I mean, because it's something we never get to do, really. And it kind of brings us back, in a sense, to, you know, nature, and makes us kind of feel, you know, these guys were here first.
And the size, we have pictures. We just posted a picture on our social media last week of a water buffalo, a full size male water buffalo standing beside a small car. And he was the same exact size. And so it makes you appreciate the beauty of what animals are. And you can see them in the natural habitat, since it's just a really large area. They can free roam and go wherever they want. And so to be able to see that and see what they're doing, sometimes the animals are in the water when it's hot. They're walking around when it's cold under the shade, exactly where you would see them in the natural habitat.
Wow. And Sam, what kind of animals will you see when you go around the park now?
Well, my favorite are some of the North American animals that you would typically see out in the Rocky Mountain areas out west in Yellowstone. And people are, they're just amazed that we have these right there in Florida, in sunny, hot Florida. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of those animals, like elk, bison, deer, they used to roam all through Florida on that east coast of the United States, and they adapt and live really well. And matter of fact, most of those animals that we have acquired have come from ranches right there in Florida that we've brought in and released into our safari park. And I mean, it's incredible to me to see some of those animals that you might only see in a great national park out west.
Yeah, I mean, I think families are going to absolutely love this as well, because you know, a lot of people here Irish people, they love America, they love Florida. They'll have done all the kind of theme parks to a certain extent, even though they go back again. I suppose they've become quite pricey now as well.
Yeah.
But I was looking at you guys. This place is amazing value for money.
Oh, for sure. I mean, at a quarter of the price of a theme park, you can spend a half day with us.
Yeah.
And so when you go to just do the safari, or if you do the airboat tour, we have our gator park, which is a walk-through zoo type of area that comes included. So that is at no additional charge. You can spend easy 3 to 4, even 5 hours with us at somewhere around $30.
Yeah, and that's great. And I mean, what you, you're the headwaters of the Everglades. I mean, it does conjure up that quintessential Florida, doesn't it?
For sure. And a lot of people think that the only place to see the Everglades would be in South Florida, down by Miami or Fort Lauderdale area. But really, the rain, whenever we get rain in Orlando, all of that water is attached and goes all the way down and empties into the ocean down south of Miami. And so that's why it's considered the headwaters. That's the starting point of the Everglades. So we have a beautiful ecosystem there with a bunch of different trees, and you see different wildlife like wading birds and birds of prey like eagles and red-shouldered hawks. And those are some of the animals you might not see down in the heart of the Everglades. So very different ecosystem, but very beautiful. And you're still seeing the same type of beauty of Florida from any tour.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I really enjoy as well. When I was there, I mean, I can even remember the bird life. And as I said, there was, of course, gators and stuff, but it was just like, almost like you went back in time, and it was just your total immersion in nature when I remember that. So, I mean, obviously you've improved on that still, but like that was, the airboat was a unique experience, I think.
I think it's one of the only places in the world where you can get that kind of experience. And if my memory serves me right, Ed, I might have taken you on that airboat ride.
Yeah, you could actually. Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah, and to me, it's just a blast. And really, that's what we're all about in Florida. And I think it's important to be able to get out there and see what the locals are all about. No matter where you go on a vacation, you're looking for some of that culture, perhaps. And that's what we do. When I have a day off, I take my kids out on an airboat ride, and we go out and fish and go look at the birds. And for me, alligators are cool, but once I've seen a couple of them, I start to appreciate some more of the other flora and fauna that are in our swamps. And I love the cypress trees, and we're one of the only places in the world where you can see those. And then just about every shoreline wading bird that you can think of, which I used to, historically, I'd always call them all cranes, but turns out there's a whole different range of birds that are wading around and catching little fish and invertebrates in our water system.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really one of those things. I mean, as I said, it still stands out in my memory even when I think about it today. Mm-hmm. In terms of when's a good time to go, PJ, I suppose, you know, for people, I know Florida, you're blessed, the Sunshine State, yeah. I suppose you have good weather, so you're very, I mean, is there any sort of time better, or is it all year round? Or?
Well, when you're talking to the Irish people, I would say that any time of year is good weather, because on your coldest day, it's probably the warmest day for us, or I mean, vice versa. So it's really beautiful weather year round. The best time to see different animals are what you're going to kind of base it off of. Alligators is going to be either right before winter or right into the winter months, and then also beginning of spring, because those alligators need to be out sunbathing to warm their body up. And so they're really using the sun to get out and bask. And then for the birds, all year round. And then for our drive-through safari, all year round as well. So my philosophy would be stay away from the crowds if you have the option to do that. So come whenever there's not huge holidays, if you have the luxury of choosing those dates. But if that's the only time you can come, our parks never get really, really crowded like it would a theme park. And so it's very, go at your own pace. You never feel like you're in queues or anything like that. So it's very, very nice.
Yeah. And now the other thing as well, I know you guys are great on food, right? So you have a barbecue restaurant there as well, which, mm-hmm. of course, again, people are going to love.
Oh, yeah.
I presume that these are like all local delicacies, are they?
Yeah. So you can try the local fare. So we do serve some of that swamp type of food. So you can get fish. And if you want to try alligator, you can get gators. And I promise it's not our alligators that we have on property.
Always tastes like chicken.
Yeah, everyone says it tastes like chicken. But it really does. But we serve that. But we also serve the local Southern barbecue food, hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken sandwiches, Philly cheesesteaks. And everything we do is made to order. And so you're going to order from our Chomp House, and it's going to be fresh every single time. And it's kind of hard to find that sometimes at a theme park or at an attraction around Orlando. And then one of the most favorite things, I guess, for all of our guests would be, we have a famous slushy that we make, and then also some soft serve ice cream, because on those hot days, you need something cool. And we have that at our ice cream window, and people love that.
Brilliant. And of course, for people to know, guys, as well, I suppose, where you're spoiled for choice, really, with where to stay. I mean, mm-hmm. in that area, because they said Kissimmee is a really nice part, like a central corridor, and you've loads of choice there for families, couples, whatever, mm-hmm. haven't you?
Yeah, there's places to stay everywhere. So I think a big influx that we've seen just in the last 5 years would be the rental homes. A lot of people love to go and stay because they have large families. They feel a little bit more secured, and also they can kind of do what they want. They have their own house, own bedrooms, own kitchen if they want to cook. But there's a lot of accommodations for hotels as well, and all within a 30 to 45 minute drive from us. So really, any place you choose to stay, you're going to be around that same distance to get to us.
Great. And accessibility, of course, is also important. It's great. great. I mean, you have loads of flights to Orlando. We've got direct flights here. We've also got direct flights with their links to Miami, which is interesting. I know it's 3 hours, and mm-hmm. you can make a lovely trip where you could go in. Friends of mine went into Miami, traveled up, and then they flew out of Orlando, and they had a fantastic time. So they could take in a few days with you guys up there, do a little bit of wild Florida.
A lot of people will do that, and some will do coast to coast. So they'll go to from Tampa or St. Petersburg, come and stop in the middle and see us for a day or two, and then go over to the other side of the coast, which is would be Melbourne or Cocoa, or maybe they're catching a cruise out of Port Canaveral. So really, the state is really great to be able to travel wherever you want, only within a few hours drive. So you can be in Miami, Tampa, Melbourne, Orlando, all within 2 to 3 hours drive.
Brilliant. Well, guys, I must say it's great to meet you. And I think this is fantastic because as a kind of a safari addict myself, it's, you know, mm-hmm. this is really going to be something that I'm going to enjoy. I'm really looking forward to going over to see it during the summer. Sam, where do you go for information, for details on how to book in advance or whatever to get all the info?
Yeah, the best place is just go straight to our website, wildfl.com. That's wildfl.com. We're also on all the social media channels. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and check out some of the great content that we're posting on there and get a little taste for what we have to offer.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even talk about it. I know you guys are doing great things with bees as well and sustainability, of course, which is fantastic. So well done on that. But anyway, listen, it's been great. Thanks so much for coming in to chat to us today. Thanks for coming over to see us. And I'm sure lots of Irish people will be chomping at the bit now to go over and have a bit of wild Florida themselves.
Oh, we're excited to see them. So tell them that, make sure you let us know whenever they come, and we'll welcome them with arms.
Okay, guys. Thanks a million.
Thanks,
Ed.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.